Welcome to The Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
And I'm Jeremy Verkley.
And here we're celebrating Black History Month. A full 30 days of Black History.
Actually, Kevin, there's only 28 days in February. 29 every 4 years?
Hang on a second.
Back
again for another week of exciting content.
I know it's not a shock because we never miss a week. Maybe we should miss a week and then it will be shocking.
Yeah, you'll make you miss us.
We'll make controversy. The controversy of us missing a week.
I mean, the fact that we haven't already made controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we really should have held on to that that Final Fantasy game until Donald Trump
like
won.
Now?
Yeah,
like right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Where it's actually... just a huge mess.
All right. What we need a whole bunch of young children
yeah.
and young teenagers
yeah.
to band
with
together.
With attitude.
Yeah, with that. Okay, I was going to go, all right, no Power Rangers. Let's do Power Rangers again. It didn't work well last week because you didn't watch the trailer.
That's true.
But
I don't know if you know this about me, but I don't really pay attention to movies that much.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, have you seen the trailer for Manchester
by the Sea? Do you remember the old Power Rangers comic books?
Okay, we're talking about Power Rangers tech. All right, yeah, no, I remember the old Power Rangers comic
oh,
books.
Oh, man, I found one from my old collection. It is glorious. It's so bad. It's so great. I love it.
How many times do they stop to give moral lessons?
They don't.
No, they don't?
No, but there's a bunch of ads to, like, you know, in the old arcades?
Yeah.
You'd go up and it'd be like, I'm like the federal agency, like, don't do drugs. And then you'd get to play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's like pages of that in the comic book. It's so great. It's
every other page.
Not every other page. It's like every five pages.
We have to fight the putty. Don't do drugs. Here yeah. comes Rita Repulsa. Don't do drugs.
I was actually reading the comic. I was a little disappointed because there was only like three frames of putties.
Now, I watched people play... the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game.
Which one?
The brawling one. It's like a recent one.
Yeah. The recent one. See, I used to, on my Sega Genesis, there used to be a Power Rangers fighting game, like Street Fighter. And it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, except, yeah, beat 'em up.
Yeah. But it was, not a beat 'em up. Like
oh,
Street Fighter.
Okay.
Like
right,
a fighting game.
Sorry, I thought I was thinking Double Dragon.
No, yeah, you're thinking the wrong thing.
Yeah, sorry, Street Fighter, yeah.
Yeah, and it was pretty great, except sometimes you'd get in matches where it'd be like Dragonzord versus Red Ranger. but they'd be the same scale, so you'd be like, now, does that mean Rita made the Red Ranger grow large so he could fight the Dragonzord?
She does love to do that.
She does love making things bigger.
Whoa. You can't do that. You just widened your eyes. You made no sound.
You made the what for me.
What I was going to say is that it's funny how much a basic Power Rangers story really does match up with a video game. Because you fight
yeah.
through a bunch of minions.
Yep, yep, yep.
Then you fight the monster.
Yep.
You beat the monster.
Why wasn't there
the
a Power Rangers arcade
big.
Game?
Huh?
Why wasn't there a Power Rangers arcade game?
Well, I...
Like it perfectly fits. Yeah. It perfectly yeah. fits that formula.
Yeah, you fight through
You fight through mooks.
Yep.
And then you fight a boss.
Well, no, and then you beat the boss. Then the boss grows, and you have Megazord battle.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Every single episode.
Have you played Chroma Squad?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Chroma Squad is great.
It is great. Hello, Sif. Yes, I know. Here, I'll give you a pet. I know you love me lots.
Third Your host.
Adequate dog, Sif.
So we've talked about Power Rangers for the second week in a row.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a Power Rangers fanboy. Did you know, Kevin, in my last year of university at the year-end party, I dressed up as a putty?
I did not.
Yeah. There's a picture of me somewhere. Everyone else is dressed up as a Power Ranger. I am dressed up as a putty. It's great.
Seems like you guys screwed up.
Sounds like I got the best costume.
What was that? Just like a latex suit and a mask?
No. It was totally ghetto. I just wore gray pants and a gray like zip-up hoodie and then a hood.
Yeah.
And then I took a cardboard box, covered it in duct tape, and cut like eye holes and a mouth hole in it.
Yeah.
And then just walked around making turkey noises.
You know, like putties do.
Like putties do.
All right. You think it's time to step on over to the topic?
Yeah, okay. We can talk about what we're going to talk about, I guess.
All right. What is our topic this week?
Our topic this week is the death game. And I'm talking specifically about, like, the Sword Art Online situation.
Yeah.
Where people are playing a game, and then they get trapped in it, and if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Yes, yeah. Not like that that movie where they're playing a game, and if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, you're in the game, like, full-on virtual reality.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess that means we have to assume that virtual reality exists in a
in a
more advanced form than it does now.
Yeah, the capacity to play this game has to be there. It's not like, you know, you sit down with the control in your hand to play some Call of Duty, and then all of a sudden you can't leave because you just be like, all right, gotta put this controller down and go away.
Yeah.
What you gonna do? Namco?
Namco.
I said Namco. Namco. Though Treyarch is the one who makes half of the Call of Duty games.
Sure.
I can't remember who the other Call of Duty games are. All I remember is Treyarch.
Okay. I've never played a Call of Duty game, so...
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Even if you don't realize it, everyone's played a Call of Duty game.
Well, I mean, I've played one. I've never owned one.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's happened.
I don't play them. If I'm at somebody else's house and they're like, I only want to play Call of Duty, I'll be like...
Well, that's, yeah, well, okay. That's mean, because I don't think they're split-screening Call of Duty anymore.
Well, there used to be. That's how long I haven't played Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, back when split-screen was the only way.
Yeah.
Now there's the internet.
Yeah.
Now your friends aren't actually with you.
No, now they're far away. And there's also a 13-year-old with you swearing a lot.
Settle down, kid. Someday you'll have puberty.
Someday, you will have real adult
but
experiences.
Not this day.
Not this day.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Titanfall 2.
Oh, yeah?
I
heard there are robots with personalities in that.
They are. They do have personalities.
Okay.
But they every so often you get like, oh, that kid has a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a fun match.
Great.
Going to be a fun match.
Yeah. So I think we have to take one of two routes when discussing this topic.
Yeah.
Either it's a single game that this happens to. Or it's every game.
Oh, no. Here's the thing about it being every game. At a certain point, you don't play the game. You don't play games anymore.
No. I think the contrivance we have to allow is that games aren't like this, and then all of a sudden they are.
No, I mean, like, that's fine. When you say, like, every game, it means that, like, what you're talking about is the fact that games will be around since, like, I don't know, Pong.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we hit 2017.
Yeah.
And all games, like, lock you down.
Yeah. All the VR games. You can still play Solitaire on your computer.
Oh, sweet. So wait. You're telling me that I can play Office Simulator.
You're fine.
No. That is a VR game.
Oh, it's a VR game? Yeah. No, you'd be stuck in there.
How about the Bar Brawl game? There's a few Bar Brawl games.
Yeah. No, you'd be stuck.
I like seeing what people do when they have the VR, because one of the things they do is make games of fighting in a drunken bar brawl.
Yeah. What can I do with no consequences? Yeah.
Okay, VR right now is not a level that they have any sort of, like, you can't even walk in them, really.
No,
you have
really.
To point and then sort of jump there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we have to assume that.
We have to assume the technology's there.
Yeah. I will say that, like I think this is one of those things where, I mean, the obvious thing would happen, which is what all these things sort of show, is the idea that, the games lock people in, and then everyone just kind of, like, panics, and then, I don't know.
Here's the specific thing.
Yeah.
For Sword Art Online, there is a way out to beat the game.
Yeah.
So, kind of like Reboot?
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 Reboot.
Kind of like Reboot.
Like Reboot. Yeah. that great old show, Reboot.
Reboot?
You got it. You nailed
Sif.
It. You
Sif,
nailed
I
it.
Got it. I know it's pronounced Reboot, Sif. You don't have to growl at me. It's okay.
All right. The biggest thing that comes to my mind is that it seems like in the real world that's actually very easy to solve. Maybe not by the people in the game, but by the people outside of the game.
Tell me how you would solve this.
Well, no, because like there has to be a setup, an idea. Like, I think in Sword Art Online, the idea is that one person, essentially, at the company made this game.
Yeah, it's the creator of the VR system, basically.
Yeah, he decided to lock everyone into the game.
Yeah.
And then
It's basically his social experiment.
Yeah. And then, well, hang on. Is there a thing? Okay, I've only watched the first, like, I don't know, 10 episodes of Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
Maybe less. They spent a lot, most of the time is spent in the game, like with their showing.
Oh, it's like pretty much all spent
Is there a thing in the game that they don't actually know? Like, I think maybe dying actually sends you outside the game.
No, there's
They're all 100% sure that when you die.
Well,
you
there's
die.
No, there's a bunch of people who are like, no, there's no way that that happens. Yeah. I just can't log out. So if I die, I'll log out.
Yeah.
But that gets kiboshed pretty quickly because like nobody hears from them ever again.
Well, okay.
Like, there's no communication with the outside world, so that you can only believe what you're told, right?
I think it would have been cool if they had this thing where there's a group of people who are like, no, when you die, you just, like, pop in the world. You can't sign back in.
Yeah, no, there's a group like that. It's not a group, but that's a thought that's tossed around in the beginning of the game. The part of the very beginning that I really like is that not only are they trapped in the game, but their avatar reverts to what their actual appearance is.
Yes, yeah, I know that part where it's like the man, the woman, and they're both men.
Yeah, they're both men.
Yeah,
because the one guy wanted to play a cute character girl.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That logic is sound. I know it is actually sound.
Yeah,
I heard someone once say like, well, I mean, if I'm going to play a game for 100 hours, I might as well enjoy what I'm looking at. It's like, yeah. I don't know, fair enough.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I always choose, when I'm choosing, like, what my character is going to be,
yeah.
I always choose what I just think is the best voiceover.
I usually...
That's how I choose every time.
I usually create an idea. Like I do... I'm one of the people who actually do the whole thing where when I create a character,
yeah.
I am creating not just a look, but, like, a character.
Yeah, you're going full role play.
Yeah, full role play. So sometimes it's a woman, sometimes it's a man. It depends on, like, what the character generation can do for me as the other gender.
Yeah.
And then that is just the character.
No, I'm very like, okay, I'm going to listen to a lot of dialogue in this game probably.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that the voice does not irritate me.
Well, we should really talk about this death game. There's going to be a lot of us. Because my big thing is that I feel like it can't take hold outside as well. I think we should just talk about like, how do people react when you're in a death game?
Like outside of the game, you mean?
Or inside the game.
Inside the game.
Inside the game.
Okay.
Like, cause if like, okay,
well, you said it'd be easy to solve on the outside. So tell me your easy solution on the outside first, and then we'll move on.
You shut down the servers.
No, that kills everybody.
There. So what happened to the creator? Does he just like kill himself?
He's in the game too.
So he's in the game too.
Yeah. That's why they can't get to him, because he's in the game too.
I'm just saying that I have seen like people do amazing things, like, against hackers or with hackers or doing all that stuff, that somebody is going to figure out a way to just be like, well, we can just... Like, it's supposed to be just clamped into their spine or something?
I think, well, in Sword Art Online, they're wearing helmets, and if you remove the helmets, they'll electrocute the person to death. That's how they're rigged.
Which means it has a mechanical component in it to send an electrical shock.
Right, so...
Essentially, you're disarming a bomb
I think, again, the contrivance in that is it's new like, it's new technology.
Yeah.
So, the whole contrivance around it is this one guy basically built this thing.
I still, like, my big thing is, like, I would not be able to, like, disarm something like that.
No.
But I have to think that as soon as it's become a problem that millions of people are essentially being held hostage.
Yeah, a bunch of people would get on that shit.
Yeah, they would find ways to, like...
Yeah.
The problem is that whenever you have anything that's a machine, I think there's always a workaround.
The tough thing is that... The ones that are in existence are in use.
Yeah.
Right? In Sword Art Online, they made only a certain amount that they knew would sell out. And then basically, like if you remove one, it not only does it fry the person it was on, but it destroys its insides as well. So with that, that was like, you can't really experiment on it ever.
You can only
experiment on a living, like, person with the helmet. And if you tamper with the helmet, it might kill that person.
The fact that they're doing so many, like, contrivances...
that dog does not want to be on the floor.
The fact that they're like, adding in all these things...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the problem with the scenario.
Yeah, it makes me clearly think that, like, it wouldn't really work.
Yeah.
Which is why I think the most interesting...
But our question is, what if it did, Kevin?
Well, no, here's the thing. What if it did, then the people outside... would do nothing.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's the idea is like, that, okay, We'll disarm it. No, no, we put it... Okay, it's like a kid playing a game. It's like a kid playing a playground game.
Yeah.
I disarm it. No, there's another trap inside it for if you try to disarm it. Okay, then I shut off the servers. No, that'll just kill everyone. Oh, God. All right, I invent a new technology that will allow the internet to disconnect without making it seem like the servers are offline, so everybody is separate into their own worlds and they're stuck in a limbo state, but at least that way they won't, you know, be in danger. No, that sets off a trigger that I set in the code that will kill everyone. Fuck you. You're not playing a real game.
Okay, so...
So I don't think the outside world is all that interesting.
Okay.
Because what we've set up, we set up that they can't do anything. Their entire job is to be like, oh, that's... shitty.
That's good shitty.
Good thing I don't play video games, because video games are the devil's handbook.
The devil's in that toy.
The devil's in that toy. I'm going to sit on my porch with my Arizona long iced tea.
Hey, you there. Come over here. Give me some raspberry iced tea.
I only play Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. It doesn't have any VR components.
That's right, and I only play backgammon.
Now, do we want to talk about if the death game was real and working actual VR concerns? Like the fact that you can't actually move, you jump everywhere, and there's a little thing that we call lag.
Well, I mean, we're assuming the technology is sufficiently advanced.
Okay.
Right? We already made that assumption. So I think they've probably solved the walking problem.
All right.
Leg might happen.
Oh, shit. Just watching someone just, like, jump through the space.
Yeah.
Because, like, not everybody...
Leg is a real killer.
Yeah, not everybody has the same amount of...
Kevin, you good? Kevin, you're in a group in the real death game. You, like, partied up. And somebody's just, like, not doing their job, and their teammate dies beside them.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, you're supposed to protect that person. They're like, sorry, leg. Except now the stakes are, so there's just, like, stand there and be like.
We need to get a signal to the outside world to pay more for my internet. Because the thing is that as someone who's played a lot of online games, there are varying degrees of how good someone's internet is.
That's true.
And sometimes it just disconnects. My internet in my house just, like, disconnects.
Yep. Bloop.
And it's a big thing for, like, if I'm playing...
It's like the equivalent of spontaneous combustion.
Oh, God, shit. His internet went down.
No!
Like, and then there's also, let's say, rolling blackouts and all these things that I think just means that... This guy was like, I want a social experiment. I'll put everybody in this game. See how they react to each other. And then just, like, people are just exploding and dying because internet's dropping, because there's blackouts.
I guess you could solve that if you put a battery inside whatever's running the VR.
But then batteries die eventually.
Well, I know, but, like, it's like a backup battery, right? That would solve that problem.
Well, I mean, that's the thought process that everyone essentially has at this moment. They're like, oh, crap. My internet is not great. I better get moving because it could drop at any minute.
At any moment.
Or is the idea that it's kind of like...
The game has 99 levels. You're just like, I just got to fast run this.
You're going to speed run this.
Got to speed run this shit.
Oh, no, wait, hang on. Two things. First of all, with the whole, like, internet and that thing, what if it's more like how Dark Souls 3 works is if you're playing online... And then your online ends. Unlike the other two, which is super freaking annoying, you get kicked out to the main title screen. So you're like playing the game, and you lag. You like your internet drops, and you just pop back into offline play when you're standing in an empty market, just like
what?
Oh man, I sure hope you're like in a ghost world.
Hope everybody else is okay. You're in the middle of a boss battle. You're important to the combo they're trying to pull off. And you're just like, boop. And it's like, shit.
Damn it, Greg's internet went down again. He's probably back in the town.
He's like, hello?
They just like pop in. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good, I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to focus inside the game then.
Hold on. The second thing.
Okay, go ahead.
The second thing, I have forgotten.
Great.
But I'm trying to remember what prompted it now.
It'll come back to you at 5 a.m.
It'll come back to me.
At 3 a.m.
Because we were talking.
You must be lonely.
About Matchbox 20. And Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas.
And Santana.
And if Santana was stuck in a game. Is this helping?
You just play guitar.
Yeah, you would just play guitar.
It'd be awesome. Oh, no. What I was thinking about. I got it. I nailed it. Yes. Happened for me. is that, okay, speedrunners.
Yeah.
Speedrunners are very good at, like, abusing the glitches and the things inside of games.
Yeah.
Like the image of a speedrunner being like, hey guys, I found a way just to jump up to floor 50 already. You're running this corner for about 2 hours. Then what you immediately do is spin around and jump backwards. Backstep three times, you'll be up on floor 50 already.
A bunch of people just doing like weird mundane shit to try and glitch out the game.
I like the image of somebody who like failed it. So you're walking along, you look over and just, you kind of like see through a wall.
I guess that's the other thing that's kind of a problem is that there's like, no matter how well a game is designed, there's always a glitch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You remember X-Men Legends?
Yeah.
Right. So my favorite X-Men is Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
And Nightcrawler teleports all over the place, and some of those levels have verticality. And if you teleported right when you were on the wrong, like, middle point of stairs,
yeah,
you would teleport under the floor, and you just fall into oblivion forever.
Yeah, no, they would be falling out of the world.
Yeah.
Because sometimes just glitches happen.
Yeah.
Well, especially considering that he can't quite QA test the game a whole lot.
No, you can't.
Someone's like, so I was looking at the code of this game. Do you have a murder command?
No.
No. No, what are you talking about?
No, I don't.
What are you talking about? Because they do mention they have beta testers on Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
But, like, beta testers only get so much.
Yeah, well, the beta tester, he doesn't turn that like, the game is actually a regular functioning MMO.
Yeah, no.
He turns that function on later. Yeah.
But you know what happened?
He opened up his God panel.
Hey, no, let me explain what happened. The second that Resident Evil 7 demo went out, people broke it open and found stuff from the actual game in it.
Yep.
So what's going to happen is that it's going to release the beta once a normal game.
In data miners.
Data miners going to crack it open and be like, there's a murder command in this game.
That's just for your character death. That's what character death's called, murder.
No, it seems to send a charge
to the device. Listen, you're the media, you don't know anything. You're telling lies to everybody all the time.
Wait a second, Donald Trump created the murder game?
Maybe, I don't know, that seems to be what makes sense right now.
Hey. You can't say he didn't.
Yeah, can't say he didn't. Okay. So we've talked about all the problems with this.
Yeah.
And the things that would happen and how literally it would probably be solved on the outside world fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly, as there's just no way around that.
But for a time, there will be people in that game.
Correct.
Who have no idea the people on the outside are solving the problem.
Exactly. So what is it like inside that game?
Well, I think it depends on the game.
Okay, well, let's hit some genres here.
Okay, let's do World of Warcraft, because it's the most, like,
yeah,
Sword Art Online.
That's MMO.
Yeah, so an MMO, that sort of thing. I think, because, like,
I think people would just try and over-level themselves.
Yeah, no, yo, what you would be doing
like
is
that South Park episode where they just go to level one and they just kill boars for 3 days.
Yeah, if the idea is that you want to beat the game. The funny thing about those games is that it is possible to overlevel yourself.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, it's not easy, but if it's, you know, your life,
yeah,
then yeah, you go out to the forest,
yeah,
you fight boars
until you're overleveled.
You get one experience until you're max level.
Yeah.
And then you start rolling around trying to get like the best gear.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine there's not going to be as many griefers.
No.
No.
Nope.
Because I have to believe that most of the people who play the game are not psychopaths who are like, I could just kill people.
There'd be a couple people, though.
There will be a couple people.
There'll be a couple people.
But I have to think that with the overwhelming other majority,
I feel like everyone would just join one guild.
Yeah.
There's like, no, there's one guild. We're all cooperating.
No more alliance versus the horde.
No.
No. It's fine. Don't worry about
Don't
it.
Don't worry about it.
We're getting out of this.
Yeah.
You.
There's just one giant guild, and like,
there's one guy who's already filled his wallet full of the pay-to-play stuff, and he's like, well, good thing I did that.
Yeah, good thing I did that.
Oh, no, wait, it's still connected to your credit card. So you're just like, all right, time to spend so much money getting all the highest level stuff.
Yeah, time to pay to win.
Time to pay to pay to live.
If there's a time to pay to win, it's that time. That's the time.
All right.
I guess the other thing is that it's kind of hard, like in a VR setting, it's kind of hard to limit the amount of people in an instance, right?
Yeah.
So the other thing that you do is after everybody is suitably overleveled and has stupid gear, like,
yeah,
the other thing is just it makes sense to give everybody things you don't need.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't sell that to an NPC. You give it to another player who needs it.
Now, 500 of us are all going to go fight this instance boss.
Yeah.
And we'll kill him in about a second.
Yeah. So if you get hit, if you're below 50 HP, you need to get back to the healers.
Just run. Just leave.
Run. Because guess what? There are enough tanks and damage dealers. You're actually not helping that
and
much.
And all else fails, everybody leave and heal.
Yeah.
Like, just leave.
And if anybody pulls over Leroy Jenkins, that's their grave. That is their grave. That is their grave. Do not chase them.
R.I.P. Here lies Leroy Jenkins. He died.
He died.
He's a dead person.
He's dead.
He's a dead man.
He loves fried chicken.
Oh, Leroy.
Oh, Leroy.
So yeah. I never.
Here's the thing, though. With World of Warcraft, yeah. There's not really an end of the game.
Yeah, maybe there's like a certain high level raid that's put in. This is the leaving thing.
Yeah, if you beat this raid, you leave. The one person's late for the raid. They're like, shit.
I mean, no, hang on a second. If you're late for the raid, you keep waiting. Literally, what are you in a hurry for?
I guess that's true.
Like, the idea of being late for a raid is that, oh man, I have a real job I have to do. In this one, no, that's about it. I guess,
yeah, everybody can wait for the last person to show up.
No, we'll wait for the rogue.
We don't want Greg to be trapped in here forever.
Now, is everybody their avatars?
Yeah. I think that's the rule.
No, is everybody the avatars of themselves?
Then they're themselves.
Okay.
I guess in the case of a game like World of Warcraft, you would be the version of you that is the race you chose.
So you'd look kind of like yourself, but you'd be an elf with eyes.
Or a tauren or something.
Or a tauren.
Yeah.
So you just
big,
look
giant
like a
cow version of yourself. Yeah.
We're going to have to work with him. This is not
And the
great.
Worst part is it's VR, so those smells are real.
Okay. VR. Okay, I guess, yeah. Sure, VR has a smell in this.
Yeah.
It's a full face mask.
Yeah, exactly. There's a smell associated.
It's just wafts.
I mean, they probably
mouth.
Haven't programmed your character to sweat, but I'm assuming like you still have a smell,
just
right?
Just built into your character.
Yeah. Well, probably all humans smell about the same.
The horde is going to be terrible. You have orcs
and undead. Yeah, and trolls.
Trolls.
Yep.
It's going to. Man,
that's a stinky faction.
Look, don't play Horde. They just smell.
I know you like Horde because I don't know why, because I'm not really into the lore of that game. But please just be less stinky.
Just smell.
If you know it's going to be a death game. Okay, when full VR eventually comes out in the real world, nobody choose the stinky things. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I mean, yeah, you just be clean. In every Witcher game, Geralt takes a bath.
Yeah.
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 He's fine.
Yeah.
Just because Death Game can... It's all multiplayer games, right?
Yeah, it's all multiplayer games.
Okay, so you don't just like go into Witcher like, well, now I'm alone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Geralt. I will be having a lot of sex, but...
Yeah. I gotta find my daughter. Wait a minute, it's not my daughter. I'm a person, not a video game character.
I'm gonna have sex with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There would also be the people who are just like, wait, you mean there's a bunch of people who aren't people that I can just be a dick to all the time? Yes, I'm doing that.
And they respawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, they don't.
I'm pretty sure they do.
In Sword Art Online, they don't.
Yeah, but this is World of Warcraft. You can't even hit them in World of Warcraft.
That's true. They're invincible.
You're just, to get out of your rage, you're just swinging through people.
Yeah.
Damn you.
You know, there would be a bunch of alt-right dicks in the game.
I mean, they're all...
It would be like, that shopkeeper is hot, and then they would do bad things to that shopkeeper.
But once again, you can't actually touch them.
I feel like... Well, you could touch them. You just can't hurt them. Right? Like, you can't walk through them.
Oh, fair enough. I don't think you can. I think it's because you can't click on them, so you can't walk to their space.
Well, either way.
You can walk to other players.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Man, there's a lot of just the thing where you just lean forward and go into their head.
Yeah.
So the big thing about VR that you get a lot of these days is because it's in like a virtual space, you can sort of like just walk through things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think because this one technically is like lying down brain thing VR.
Yeah.
But what you do in the VR we have is just lean through a wall. We're like, man, I wonder what's on the other side of this door. Ah, excellent.
Yeah, probably, again, that sufficiently advanced technology probably solves that problem.
Fair enough.
I actually feel like if there were a bunch of people being dicks to NPCs,
yeah,
I feel like the rest of the player base would, like, imprison them.
Yeah.
Be like, nope. You're not allowed to do anything anymore.
You're going to go into jail.
We're going to
jail.
Feed you dry bread and water because we know it will sustain you because nutrition is not a thing.
So you're saying that it will become like very much like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they just ostracize people they don't like.
But it's all based on Alliance and Horde.
No, it's not. No. It's based on that guy who touches the shopkeeper in the creepy ways.
Except for that one guy who's really into role-playing.
Yeah.
Guys, don't break character. Okay, settle down.
Just hope he's not playing Horde or he's going to run around trying to kill people.
I mean, Alliance would also run around trying to kill Horde.
Yeah, that's fair.
You imprison him.
You imprison him. You give him water and dry bread.
This person was in prison for touching shopkeepers. This person was in prison for not breaking character.
Yeah.
This person was imprisoned for... just kind of an asshole. They keep on trying to... This person's a bot. They're just trying to sell gold.
Yeah, okay, I think we've covered MMOs pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, specifically fantasy MMOs. Yeah.
You
just gotta really hope that you're not in like a Korean or Chinese MMO when that happens, because otherwise, the only like, basically, if there's a girl, her boobs are jiggling nonstop all
Help
the time.
Me!
Like,
I don't want to do this.
It just doesn't stop. You can be standing still; they're still going all over the place.
This is my worst nightmare.
Yeah. You know, and every guy has, like, a big... They don't have dicks. They just have, like, big bulges that get in the way of everything.
Wait, hey, where's the gravity physics on those?
Where is the gravity physics on those? Where's my dong physics?
Hey, Jeremy.
We both know it's not going to be realistic because the boob physics sure aren't.
Just like
floating.
As he's standing there, just like floats up.
Yeah, brrr, like a tail, just flowing in the wind.
It's not prehensile.
Well, maybe it is in this game.
Do you want to go to commercial?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go to commercial.
This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by the following message.
Hey, do you like knives?
Yeah.
Hey, do you like guns?
Yes.
What if you put a knife on a gun?
Oh my god, gun knife.
Yeah, it's not like it's a bayonet, it's a gun knife.
You
can fight and then you can fire your gun.
Yeah, I could stab somebody and shoot them.
You would totally work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gun blades.
Go. Warning, gun blades do not actually work. Okay, so we've done
So MMOs they're all kind of MMOs.
Well, we've done the fantasy roleplay.
Yeah, the World of Warcraft.
Yeah, yeah. World of Warcraft,
Blade and Soul. Champions Online.
Quest something.
EverQuest?
Guild Quest.
EverQuest?
Sure.
RuneScape.
RuneScape,
oh
yeah.
Man, RuneScape would suck. Everything would look terrible.
Everything was bad.
So let's go into like the more like war based ones. So like,
okay.
The interesting thing about those is a lot of them are just like combat to combat.
Yeah.
So in between them, do you just sort of like phase out and like hover in a space as you're waiting for the next game
to start? Probably for VR, it would kind of have to be like a Valkyria Chronicles situation.
Say that again.
Valkyria Chronicles.
No, you got it.
Just because it would have to be like, okay, you're in this faction. Like, the thing is that you would not be fighting against NPCs. Like, you would be fighting a real war, and the side that wins gets to escape the game.
Oh, my God.
That's the end game for
right? Oh, God.
That's the actual end game for that.
Now, a lot of these, even though the battles are like that, they're battles,
mm-hmm.
The characters respawn for the battle.
I guess it depends on the type of, I guess, yeah, you would respond for the battle. As long as your team wins the battle, you're okay.
These ones are especially bad.
Yeah.
Especially considering how there's no real, let's all work together.
Yeah.
Because this one is much more of a death
match. It is let's work together, but only with the people who are on your side.
Maybe if you were really, really lucky at that moment when it went murder live. you weren't playing multiplayer. You were playing, like, co-op single player.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. We just have to kill NPCs?
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
Don't die. Don't die.
Do not die.
That's when the tactic of just, like, getting a sniper rifle, standing very, very far back is a lot better. You're like, yep. Like, you know, I won't even go into that place till everybody's dead.
Yep. And then you just hope that it's not trapped.
I was playing on easy.
Sweet.
I am in luck.
This is going to be awesome. This is just going to be an action movie starring me and my buddy. Let's not talk about that one because that side's boring. Let's talk about what people would be like in this, like, massively multiplayer war zone, basically.
Well, I mean, really what we'd get is we'd get an actual war between all the people who are like, yeah, I could fight in a war. I play Call of Duty.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But then you do, like, sweet knee slides and things like that, and then you die.
And you hope that you have a good player on your team to carry you. I guess what would happen is this, is that because generally if you're part of, like, a faction and you join, like, a faction event, you get randomly sorted into a team that is of your faction versus another faction, right?
Yeah.
So what would happen is factions would start shrinking over time. Because if it's a random assignment, you don't know if you're going to be with good players or not.
Yeah.
Right? So eventually it would shrink down until there were only good players left.
And that's when the real fun begins.
And that's when, like, shit starts getting real because they're all really good.
What, so is the idea...
I feel like this comes down to, like, whatever a team size is, right?
Yeah.
Only that many people are going to escape this game.
Yeah. I mean, like, so in Destiny, it's three.
Yeah, three people would escape Destiny.
Three people get out.
Three people would escape Destiny.
3 to 6.
I mean...
Depending on the game type.
Like, in the MMO, there's no guarantee people will ever get out.
Yeah.
Because you have to beat the world.
Yes, exactly.
But in this, there is a guarantee that people will get out.
Three of them.
Three for Destiny. Three for Destiny.
I know. There's, like, Titanfall, I think it's 5 on each side.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, the sides are much bigger. Like, I think up to, like, 20.
Yeah.
Battlefield, they're huge.
Yeah.
They're huge. It's amazing. You'd have, like, 25 people get out.
So here's the warning.
Yeah.
Don't play one of those games where the team size is 3. Because your chances just got a lot worse. Because
you never know when the murder game will go. Especially in Destiny when there's loot in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, here's the thing about Destiny. Destiny's very interesting because it is a... It still plays a lot like an MMO, but as a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
So you could actually technically beat the game. Like, there's a final level in the story.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And then at which point all there is left are just endless multiplayer matches.
Yeah. I think we have to, because we already did, like, the traditional MMO, which is what that part is, we have to ignore that.
Yeah.
For this, we have to assume that there's a game that is just multiplayer brawls.
I was just thinking of, like, someone's like, I'm almost at the end. I'm almost going to get through. And there's a little alert pops up that says, downloading DLC.
No,
stop download, I know I stopped the download.
It disabled that part of my menu. No.
And then they just keep on releasing DLC. Yes. Why isn't that how Sword Art Online ended?
Because do you want to know how it ends? Do you want spoilers?
I don't think we should spoil for the people.
Okay, so we won't do spoilers.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. But I have to imagine it doesn't end with them being like, finally, I'm at the top level, downloading DLC.
No, it does not end like that.
And it's just the creator just like, and now the DLC never ends. Free DLC for everyone. I am so
No
evil.
One's ever been upset at free DLC before.
They are now. No, yeah, that one would just become... Like, that literally at that point, it's just, like, the Running Man or Gamer or those things.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So,
people would try and game the system. They'd be like, this person's really good. Maybe if I'm next to them all the time, I'll just get matched with them.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, the thing. Number one, camping is a legitimate strategy.
Yep.
Because you don't want to die. I'm trying to think of the way to people, like, scam in these games. Because the problem is that once you're in it, you can't just go
out.
Either
that or it's like a single life death match with everything.
Oh.
Right, where if you die once, so like, you can still come back if your team wins.
Well, but so, I mean, so with that one, that's like the creator of the game's like, all right, I have created the social experiment, and everyone's dead. I don't know what the experiment was.
No. They can come back to life after. The thing is, we don't know what the person's motivation. We're just saying that the death games exist.
Okay.
Right? So we don't know the motivations. Maybe this person just wanted to see a bunch of people kill each other, in which case, you know, Warfare Online works.
This game is called Real Death Warfare Online.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Although I think they're all, like, it can't just be constant fighting the entire time. I think there has to be downtime. Well, I guess no. There doesn't have to be.
Yeah, because there isn't in those games.
There isn't in those games. Yeah, so it would just be constant fighting.
There is a game.
There'd be no sleeping, Kevin.
No, there'd just be the next fight.
Okay, here's the next caveat to playing this type of game in a VR when VR comes out. Only play on popular ones so that there are less people to go through. Because, for instance, if there was like Call of Duty Advanced Modern Warfare and there's 3 million people playing it, you're not going to be able to sleep for like 6 days.
Meanwhile, you're the only guy playing Brutal Legend online.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Like, there's no one here. I'm just playing bots over and over because I'll beat this bot and then I'll leave.
And then I'll leave.
How did you get out of the game? It was terrible. No one wanted to play it. I don't know why the servers were still on.
That's called winning.
I was watching...
I guess we should publish a guide of what to do when VR comes out.
Okay.
See?
So when VR comes out...
Play only on popular
with
games.
With the inevitable murder that's in it.
Yeah.
We're saying it right now. Every Oculus Super Rift.
Yeah. The Super Rift?
The Super Rift and the Super Vive.
Yeah.
They'll all just add Super onto them.
Yeah.
When they first come out and the murder games are in them, which you know they are.
Yep.
But you're still going to play on popular games.
Yeah, play on popular games.
Play the worst games.
We're just saying right when it comes out. Afterwards, when they solve the whole death game issue, you can play whatever you want. But right when it comes out, to start with,
hold on a second.
Shitty games.
Hold on a second. Do you think the logic there is like they solve the death game problem and everyone's like, oh, thank God. Let's go back in there and play some more games.
Now people don't die. Now it's just for fun again.
There is so much weird about that statement with like someone being like, wow, you're going on there playing Warfare, huh? You know, I lost 25 friends Warfare.
They don't play Warfare. They play Warfare 2.
Now with less real murder.
And they rebrand it. They don't call it like Warfare. They call it Warzone or something. Or they call it, do you like guns?
Because we got guns. There's guns all over the place.
Yeah.
Look at these guns. It's a really long name for a game, but I guess it has guns.
I mean, at least it's accurate advertising.
But strange enough, only like 40% of those guns ended with a Z.
Yeah. Guns. Yeah.
Guns.
Okay, so we've done like traditional MMO fantasy stuff.
Let's go into some stuff that's more eclectic.
Okay.
I was thinking like No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah.
No Man's Sky is technically online.
It is.
But you don't see anyone.
Oh, you're right.
I will say that like the stated goal of that game is get to the center of the universe.
Of the universe?
So I think that game would literally just be people like running in trying to get to the center of the universe.
They would. They would just consistently try to fly to the center. But you'd still have to like stop and get stuff to eat. And
well, I mean, that game is inherently just like gather resource, put in ship, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't have enough plants to power my gun. I better go get some more plants, put them in my gun, put them in my ship, fly away. I will say...
So I guess you'd have to stop. You'd still have to play and engage in the game.
Oh, no. You definitely... Well, I mean, everything helps you. Like, you get a better ship. You get a better multi-tool. You get all those things.
Can you die in No Man's Sky?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The cold can kill you. The radiation can kill you. The heat can kill you.
Okay, so you gotta be, like,
the
super
careful.
The animals
can kill you. The sentinels can kill you. The idea is that you land on a planet and it tells you...
What can kill you?
Well... Like, essentially what happens is that you get on the planet. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell you until you hop out of your ship. So you land on the planet, you hop out of your ship. This little read-up that pops up that says, animal life, carnivorous, sentinels, very alert. You're like, oh, great, I gotta leave. Unfortunately, I used up all my fuel. Better run around this place. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Man, and here's the thing also, because there's no... interaction with other people.
No, that's what I was talking about. This one would be super lonely.
Yeah, super lonely.
All you'd
There'd
have
be a bunch of insane people.
All you'd have, yeah, they reach the center and just like, oh yes, I'm
in the center. And then they get out and everybody who's not dead yet in the game comes back in the real world and they're all like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. None of you are real. Well,
that's when you get like the Inception thing where it's like, is this the real world?
Yep.
Do I just need to get off this planet? Do I need to fly off this planet?
I need to get off this planet.
I start shoving, you start shoving plants into like a screwdriver. Why won't it run? Why isn't the screwdriver running? I have learned the entire language of this species.
And No Man's Sky is like huge, right?
Huge. It is the largest game of army because it's like billions of planets.
Yeah.
And
you don't even know if you're heading in the right direction, right?
No, you do have a path.
Oh, okay.
It's the path to the center. You can go off the path if you want, but I don't think anyone would be doing that.
No, if they're like, yeah, the gate to the real world is in the center
of
this universe.
That being said, I do think there'll be a few people who are like, oh, I like this better than my real life.
Yep.
I'll stay here forever.
Forever.
Just discovering planets.
I'll just find a nice planet.
Building a base. Yeah. Having all these animals that aren't, you know,
gonna
angry
kill
at me.
Yeah.
And then I'll just sit here forever.
I'll just have a real good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There would be. And then somebody would reach the center of the universe and they'd get booted out of the game.
Well, do you think Jerry reaching the center of the universe boots everyone out of the game?
I think so. That's the way it works in Sword Art Online is once like the problem is solved, everyone gets out.
that would actually be an interesting story if someone be like, I have to stop them from getting to the center. Like someone like creates a base around the gate.
You can't
being
though.
Like,
you can't though because you can't interact leave. With other people, right?
Yeah, technically you can't see them.
Yeah.
Damn it. Damn it, future No Man's Sky. You know how these murder games are supposed to work. There needs to be murdering.
I mean, I think psychologically this one is the one of the worst.
Yeah, with like just the absolute... Because you can meet the aliens, but you don't even know their language. The way that it works, you have to find stones.
I guess some people
teach
would...
you word by word what their language is.
So I guess you could learn the language and then talk with the aliens.
As much as you can know. But once again, they can't teach you language.
No.
You have to learn it from stones.
Well,
to say something.
You'd have to learn a made-up alien language so you could speak with them.
Yeah. Other than that, you just...
I guess if you're lonely enough, you'll do that.
And if you're in there for long enough, you just sail the cosmic highways forever.
No. That is not the sad walking away music, Kevin.
That's the sad flying away music.
No.
Also, there are also, you probably find a T-Rex in this world somewhere.
Yeah, probably. Probably also a penis monster.
All right. Doing more eclectic games. Well, Minecraft, like an online server of Minecraft.
I guess, but people can see each other in that.
No, exactly. People can.
And you can kill each other.
The world is infinite as well, and it is dangerous. And at night, zombies
but what's,
and skeletons.
What's the
and,
end game to that?
Defeating the Ender Dragon.
Okay, so there is an end game.
Yeah, they say that is the end of the game.
Yeah.
Technically, there's something after it, like you can go to the end city, but the idea is that you defeat the Ender Dragon, and he's like a final boss.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the end of the game?
Yeah,
maybe. Defeating the Ender Dragon? He's pretty tough.
I guess it depends if it's like the Minecraft beta before it went out to consoles and stuff, where it was just like you build shit.
I built a sky fortress in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just build shit. That's the point of that game.
Minecraft wouldn't be that terrible once you get yourself going.
Yeah.
Just because like everyone's still around. You all still sort of hanging out.
Yeah. You're all just building shit.
Yeah. And you heal by eating food.
Yeah.
Like you just eat some steaks. It's pretty much all steak.
I guess it's just like you create an Earth-like economy within the game.
Yeah.
And then you're all safe and fine.
And you slowly build up a crew that will go in and fight the Ender Dragon. But I think, here's the big thing with Minecraft is that there's servers.
Yeah.
So I think there's a bunch of different Minecraft servers.
Yeah.
I think that, like when you beat the Ender Dragon, that ends your server, but other people are still trapped in there. I guess
you could log in again to a different server.
You get to keep everything on your character.
Oh,
yeah.
So there could be like a bunch of Highlander type characters that are super powerful.
We will ride into this new land with our enchanted bows and swords.
And we will save the people.
You come in, everyone's just in a cave and they're like, we didn't know how to play the game. We just put it up for fun. Don't worry. We'll save you.
We're here now. Here, I brought you 9,000 torches.
We are the blocky heroes that you needed.
I like the idea of these blocky crusaders going from server to server saving people.
No. You said they look like people. So I want the world to all be voxel and like boxes, but like people. Round people just being like, yeah, all right. This is where I am. And you just like pull out like cubes.
You pull out your diamond like pickaxe and just annihilate the wall.
Yeah. Man, that actually sounds fun, except for, you know, the death thing.
Except for the
fact that you're trapped in the world.
I guess only the beginning of that would be dangerous, when you can't deal with, like, the zombies and the creepers.
Yeah,
where
you just dig a hole in the wall, go inside and seal it up, and like, well, this is my night.
Yep.
This is where I'm staying.
Hope this torch doesn't run out.
Wait, torches never run out.
Okay, well, then not a problem.
But there are terrible things that can happen.
Yeah.
But I like that one because the idea of a group getting out and then going in and saving other like groups is fantastic to me.
Yeah.
Just these heroes of Minecraft against Notch, because Notch created Minecraft.
Yeah. Against the evil overlord Notch.
And he is rich enough that he could probably create the murder game.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so the murder game is Minecraft.
Or it's Donald Trump's making. It's either Notch or it's Donald Trump.
Maybe Notch is Donald Trump.
Whoa.
Notch actually sounds like a real... That being said, from all I've heard, Notch actually sounds like a really cool guy.
Yeah, he seems like a super nice person.
He probably would make a murder game.
No, probably
not. But that
not.
Being said, his evil twin, Reverse Notch...
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely would.
Nega Notch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he absolutely would. And he's just as rich as Notch is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... Nega Notch has everything Notch has. He's just evil.
And his color palette is swapped.
That's what Nega means, Kevin.
His color palette is swapped.
Yeah, and he has a goatee. Actually, I think Notch has a goatee, so he doesn't have one.
He has whatever the reverse of what Notch is. You know how this works.
Any other eclectic games we want to take a look at?
I think
Eve? Do we want to look at Eve?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we can do Eve.
Yeah.
Okay, so the worst thing about Eve is that it's just bureaucracy.
Yeah.
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 That being said...
For everyone who can't see us, Kevin and I both just started rubbing our faces thinking about red tape.
Okay, no, here's what we're going to do. Here's what I'm going to explain. The idea that before this, with all the things we talked about before, we talked about World of Warcraft, which is like a fantasy action. You got to get to the end. That's the Sword Art Online, the exciting thing.
Yeah.
Then we did Call of Duty, which is just murder, death match. And that's not quite, you know, in real life. Fun, but it is interesting and dynamic and engaging.
Yeah.
Then we went on to, you know, No Man's Sky, which was like beautiful and those things, and Minecraft,
sad
which
and lonely.
Minecraft, which is just like the funnest one because you have a hero group going around.
Yeah.
This one's just gonna be a bunch of people in ships being like, hey, do you wanna buy my resources? Well, not for that amount. But maybe for this amount. How do we get out of this game? I don't know. Maybe if we have the most money, I'll build a corporation. I'll also build a corporation. Do you want to do some trade things? Yeah, let's do trade. Okay.
Isn't this fun? We're in space, you guys.
Well, look how much fun this is. It's a space game. Wait, wasn't this game about, like, can't you do space combat? Maybe. That's not really what it's about,
I'm going to build a fighter. Pew, pew, pew. Hey, you blew up my ship.
Dude, chill out. Chill out.
Oh, man, you know what would happen?
Yeah.
Because Eve doesn't, like, it doesn't have a specific end game, right?
No, it doesn't.
You cannot win Eve. But there'd be people who would try to create win states. So it'd be the person who's like, I just have to have the biggest army and annihilate everyone else, and then I will be out. And then there's the other people who'll be like, no, we just need to create a universal economic utopia where everyone has everything they need.
Well, it's like in Metal Gear Solid 5 Online, there is actually a cutscene for that if everybody in the game disarms all their nuclear missiles.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone gets a cutscene of, like, the world is at peace.
Cool.
So maybe it's like that for Eve.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe something like that. But they don't know what it is. So, and, like, if you ignore the guy who's just like, I will kill everybody, and then that will get me out of the game.
Well, you can't ignore him.
You can't ignore that guy. You have to build your own army. You need a coalition.
That being, you know what? No, you don't need to build your own army because that game works with a lot of, like, economic stuff.
Yeah,
you can just economically destroy
them. You put embargoes on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and then they can't do anything. It's like, I'm gonna build an army.
So basically,
that's nice.
Basically, you're saying, like, you're like, that person's crazy. Everybody embargo them. They are now the North Korea of this world.
Except North Korea has some funds because they can actually build their stuff.
Right, but I'm assuming like that person can go out to planets and get materials. It's just not very efficient, right? Like, it can still get materials, just not as efficiently as other people.
Like, I don't know enough about the actual gameplay of Eve, other than the fact that it had a tie-in game called Dust 516 or something.
Like, the thing is, you must have some ability to get things for free.
Well, hold on.
Because otherwise you could not start up the economy.
Hold on, they had a tie-in game called Dust 516.
Okay.
It was a shooter.
Okay.
It was a first-person shooter, like MMO game.
MMORPG?
I don't know if there's RPG elements. There's getting equipment elements. And the idea is that the things you do in that game actually affected stuff in Eve.
Oh, I see.
So they're tie-in games. One's a first-person shooter. One is a economic... It's
simulator?
It's supposed to be a starship game. It's supposed to be like you're in a starship.
Okay, so basically this would just be like a clusterfuck of the real world's problems in a video
game.
Yeah,
what you get is that literally this is the closest that anybody would get to just living in a space, like,
yeah,
operation.
Space colony.
Really what this is that this...
Okay, do you want to talk about Office Simulator?
Hold on. What this is... We will. This is that game Star Citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one where they're like, you can do anything. You can fly a ship. You can be you can just be a taxi driver and flying a ship and doing, like, space things. You can do a first-person shooter. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Buy these ships. Do this. Look, we have Sigourney Weaver in it. We have way too much money. We don't know what to do with it. The game will never come out because you stopped giving us money. We can't add all these things in. You're just adding more time. Please, stop. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Star Citizen will be the murder game.
Okay, gotcha. So here's the last rule in our guide. Don't play Star Citizen.
Don't play Star Citizen. It's
the murder game.
Yeah, very quickly, Office Simulator. I mean, you're stuck in an office.
I feel like that's a torture game. I feel like you put somebody in that game when you want to torture them.
That being said, there is actually like that one's like the workplace job simulator game where there's like screens floating around. Man, this is a really like video game heavy episode.
Yeah.
I hope people are getting our references or at least enjoying them.
Yeah.
But like there's just things floating around and you do get tasks where it's like photocopy this. Or if you're working at a pizza place, it's like make this pizza, make these things.
I have a question. Would you rather be in an Office Simulator game like that or would you rather load it up and find out it's something like the Stanley Parable?
Can you die in the Stanley Parable?
Yes.
Then I'd rather be Office Simulator because you can't die in Office Simulator.
But then that's unending.
No, it's not because you actually can beat the game.
Oh, okay.
It gives you infinite time because what job simulators, what the work simulator things are, is they are things that show like how to play a game.
Oh,
like,
okay, gotcha.
Here's what VR can do for you.
Hey! Play this tutorial.
I mean, there's ones that have sometimes fail conditions, some of the VR ones.
Yeah.
But they're not always death. Sometimes it's like, oh, you didn't cook the food fast enough. Fail. Restart. It's not like, oh, you didn't cook the food fast enough. Shing. And you just cut off your head. I think it's just like those ones are like, I am not good enough to play this game. I will be stuck here
forever
until I know, until I can fill all these orders. Yeah, that would be hell.
Yeah.
That would be hell.
That'd be hell. It's a special kind of hell.
What do you mean you want a burger with four patties on it? That takes forever to cook. Fine, I'll get you the burger. I also have to get this guy his soda. Shut up. I was just playing a game. Now I wish I was dead.
You're just like trying to stab yourself with the kitchen knives.
Oh, I don't have a body.
They don't have that functionality.
I'm just a head and hands. This isn't fair.
Like put your hands on the stove, but it doesn't burn.
You put your face through it, and you're like, it's not working.
Okay, so that's the Eternal Torment one. Are we wrapping up? Yeah, we'll wrap up.
Well, do we want to like give a final thing? Because I'm going to say the Star Citizen is the murder game.
Yeah, Star Citizen definitely
is the murder game.
Don't play that game.
Yeah.
Sorry for if you're waiting for it with rabid anticipation. it's going to kill people.
Look, they spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
But their fast module, the last module they're going to put in.
Is the murder one.
Is the murder one.
The murder module.
The murder module.
Because somebody's going to pay them a lot of money to put it in. It's going to delay the game even more, but it'll come out.
If you like this episode, please like and subscribe and review it on iTunes. It was very video game heavy. I don't know how much of our audience plays a lot of these.
If you have
games.
A question about one of the video games that we referenced or talked about, you can send us a message and I'd be happy to give you an answer.
Yeah, we'll explain the jokes.
Yeah, you could reach us at Third Space Cast.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. Or you can message us individually. I'm at Mighty Thews.
I'm at Strawman K. Weir.
Or you can send us an email to our email, thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can listen to all our episodes or talk to us on our website at thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yeah. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra. Yeah.
I just wanted to give a quick self-promotion plug that if you go to the website, you can find that I have just launched a new podcast with my sister, Aaron, who's also one of the biggest fans of this
yeah,
podcast.
If you'd like to meet our biggest fan, Aaron Weir.
You meet my sister.
Yeah.
Me and her are doing a podcast called Mysteries, Outsiders, and Abs, which is a teen drama podcast where me and her watch specifically CW teen dramas and review them as fully grown adults. We're starting with Riverdale. We've already done the first episode. By the time this comes out, we've done two episodes before. Our second episode of Riverdale is going to be coming out tomorrow.
Kate?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So check it out. It's Mystery, Outsiders, and Abs.
Wait, is tomorrow iTunes. Like tomorrow or tomorrow after Sunday?
The day after Sunday.
The day after Sunday. So Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys should say that. People could listen to this any day.
Yeah.
I don't just remove them on Sundays.
What?
What?
These are forever on the internet. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we each paint a watercolor to show our emotional state.
I don't have enough black.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah?
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.